the statute that governs this action, that process has been started now by Fulton Independent by expressing his desire on the record to become part of the County Board of Education. The boards are to consider this. It is not an absolute must that you have to do it. However, if in fact the basis for the independent school district actions, if it cannot meet its current operating expenses from projected revenue, and if the two boards cannot agree as to the terms of a merger, then it's submitted to the Kentucky Board of Education, and the board decides whether the two districts should be merged, and if so, under what terms and conditions. So the step is a two-step process. They've asked you to merge or to take them in. You have to analyze the data, and then if you can make a decision, that documentation is generally reduced to a document called merger agreement. If you cannot reach a decision, and if Fulton Independent's basis for the merger, which is what I understand it to be, is that it cannot meet its operating expenses from current and projected revenue, then if we cannot agree, then it goes to the Commissioner of Education and the Department of Education to make a decision.